December 17th, 2005. You're listening to Nowhere in Mulberry, episode 16.
Bedraggled.
Season's greetings, everybody. Hey, it's me, the J-Strom, and we're here in Mulberry. Welcome to Mulberry, everybody. I'd like to wish a happy holiday season to you. We're back another week in Mulberry to talk about our favorite things, movies, and of course TV shows. We have no life, talk about current events, news, and all that kind of stuff. Everything related to pop culture. Here to my left, I have the pop culture zealot, and that is Steven. Steven, are you in a foreign land right now, or are you sitting next to me?
I'm actually next to you this time.
All right. Steven's here, everybody.
He made it back.
He's back in Mulberry. Now, let's tell everyone for a second how many places you've been in the past week. Just
hold on. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6... And seven different places.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
Skip to the end.
Seven different airports.
You know, you were on last week's show, and we were both kind of sobbing and crying because there was no Vanessa. And I would like to tell everyone, all of the Vanessa coats out there, that we have Vanessa with us today.
Hey, Vanessa.
Vanessa coats?
Yeah, the Vanessa coats. How's it feel to have a grassroots marketing campaign on the love of Vanessa? Are you excited about that?
I feel special.
You should, because, you know, you do the news and people seem to love that. Am I right? Now, Vanessa, just to explain to our listeners, where was Vanessa last week? Hey, where were you on the show? I mean, what happened?
Well, unfortunately, I got strep and I could barely even talk. I had to whisper, so... Yeah, imagine me trying to do the news in a whisper.
Hey, you might have sounded as good as Bill did. I don't know if you heard last week's show, but towards the end of the DVD section, I just kind of was, I felt, I was in pain listening to
him. I felt bad for Bill, yeah.
Because he really stuck it out, and the reason Mulberry Bill is not with us this week is because of last week's show. He has no voice now. He hasn't ever since then, and I just want to give a shout-out to Bill that you stuck it out last week, and I'm sorry you can't
be on
this show.
What a trooper.
Oh, wait, he's not here this week? What a wimp.
Oh, I guess you heard last week's show and heard what he said about you then.
I have a couple of shout-outs to give.
Shout-outs? Do you have some peeps you want to throw a shout-out at? All right, go ahead.
Yeah, a good buddy of mine, Michael Brian Mooney, who's a good friend, and my two friends, Johnny and his girlfriend, Changa, are about to get married. He had proposed to her, so congratulations to them.
I know that, dude.
Oh, Foggy knows that dude, too. Well, congratulations to them. Everyone's always getting married around to Steven. Steven, when are you getting married? Hey, you know, let somebody hook up with Steven, all right? He's single.
That's a great thing.
I mean, he's got...
traveling.
He looks like Eric Estrada.
Yeah.
Whoa.
he could take you out to Alaska 1 week, and he could show you where they filmed Northern Exposure. The next week, you know, he's in...
be in New York City.
He's in Scranton or something.
You can get your e-meter readings with him.
Yeah, that's true.
Come join the church with me.
Well,
up on a concrete bed.
Now, I just want to say, I want to tease the show for a second. This week, we're going to talk about movies like we always do. We're going to have our favorite TV shows, What's on Your TiVo. And this week, Movie Drops returns. So we're going to do a game of Movie Drops, and then we'll do the news, and I will attempt to do the DVD segment without Bill, and I don't know how that's going to happen, because Bill is the master at the DVDs. Am I right, guys?
Hey, I'm a historian of ass.
Oh, there's Bill. Poor guy. He has no voice now.
Wimp.
No!
Yeah, wimp. He's going to love hearing this show.
Now, at least play some video games.
We miss you, Bill.
Yeah, we miss you, Bill. It's not the same without you.
antagonist.
Now, I realize that we always do the show every Saturday, and next Saturday is Christmas Eve, so we won't be in the Mulberry Studio doing the show. But instead, what we decided, instead of skipping a week of not having a show, which would be kind of lame, we're going to do a holiday mashup of our favorite clips from the show up till now. I'm not going to call it a best of because it's kind of pompous.
Is this a Foggy's best of?
Yeah. Foggy, yeah. Foggy is going to mash up all of his favorite bits from the show.
He might lose the first part before we get Foggy.
Yeah. It's like, hey, where are the clips from the first show? It's like, there's some other guy here at that time. But I just wanted you guys to know that basically this is episode 16, so episode 17 is going to be a clip show. You know, we'll be locked in the basement and reminisce about old times on the show. So I just wanted you guys to, program that on your TiVo.
Yeah, we'll be with our families. You should be with yours.
Yeah.
Don't listen to us.
Yeah, what are you doing? It's like, in case you have one of those families that you hate. So you're like, I'm going to go sit in the other room. And you're like, I'm going to listen to Nowhere Mulberry. You know, I hate my family.
We're sorry we won't be with you.
Yeah.
Am I hallucinating here? Just what in the hell do you think you are doing?
'Tis the season to be jolly, you guys. And what I wanted to ask you guys about this is that after the show, we're going to go visit Bill in the sanitarium where he's been locked up because apparently...
I think he got a zombie bite.
Yeah, he was bitten and, you know, he's got a bad cold. They can't figure out why he won't get better and he's losing feeling in his body. And I just figured we'd cheer him up with an episode of Nowhere in Mulberry. Hey!
Yay!
Bill lost his home to brown coat zombies. You know, now they're occupying the place. So I figured in a couple weeks we'll do a show with us cleaning out his house loaded to the gills with firearms. What do you guys say? You know, go get rid of all the zombies.
Right on.
That way Bill will stop sleeping on the couch here at the station. What do you guys think?
Just use a thermonuclear device to wipe them all out at once.
Yeah, but he's got all of his porn collection. He doesn't want it to be destroyed.
Smart bomb.
Yeah. Now, guys,
struggling.
Since it is a Christmas season, I just want to ask you this. Let's each go through the five things we want for Christmas. Also, what are you thankful for this year before the new year comes into being? And also, do you have a New Year's resolution? We'll start with Steven. What are the five things you want for Christmas? Anything.
I think I'd like one of those brand new iPods, video iPods.
Ooh,
that'd
nice,
be nice.
Nice. Yeah. What do you think about that, Vanessa?
That sounds pretty nice to me.
All right. Video iPod. Okay. I'm not getting him that because that's too expensive. All right, next.
Everything on my list is going to be probably high-end stuff. I'd like the brand new Mac laptop. That'd be nice.
No!
All right, too expensive. Okay. Three.
My big screen TV.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
No!
You know
not
the one
that.
I want.
Okay.
We've seen.
Yeah. All right.
These are all things I'll wind up getting for myself.
Okay? Yeah, you're not getting them for Christmas.
Unless anybody wants to give them to me. That'd be nice.
No, it's a...
Just to enlarge my DVD collection. How's that? That's a nice cheap gift. Anything DVD that I love.
All right. You know, DVDs are always good to get you, but you might have already bought them. So
I own everything
so
far.
It's safe to hold on to the gift receipt for you just in case. Now, was that five?
I do. That's four.
All right. Number five, you know, sex with B. Arthur. Or
yes.
Something like
no Whoopi.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Colossal ripoff.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
That's nice.
Oh, Billy.
No, that's O.B. Foggy.
No, that'd be Oh Whoopi.
Oh Whoopi.
No. I don't know.
All right, Stephen, what are you thankful for this year? I mean, it's
just
been a long
time. All my good
2000...
friends.
Really?
And this show.
Oh. That's very sweet, isn't it?
That's
Vanessa?
Wheels off.
That now, Vanessa,
and all our listeners.
Oh,
how about that?
Do you have a thankful for our listeners? Because you know what, I'll tell you this, guys. Each episode is being listened to more and more, and I can't afford the bandwidth anymore. So closing up shop. So No, all right, Stephen, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
My one thing I would love to do
is
just be able to get back in shape.
Yeah, oh, I mean, I hear that, brother.
I travel a lot, so it's a lot of fast food. And
yeah, you know what's sad is I don't travel at all in a lot of fast food. So.
That's a great thing.
In fact, today I ate Taco Bueno for lunch. Yum.
Good stuff.
All right. Now, Vanessa, you know what to get Steven for Christmas. What do you want
that
for Christmas?
That big screen TV.
Yeah. What five things do you want for Christmas, Vanessa?
Well, one thing for sure is I want the PlayStation 2 game Castlevania Curse of Darkness.
Castlevania Curse of Darkness. Now,
yes.
That's what would be with Simon Belmont.
Yes.
Is that right? I don't know what Foggy's doing, so just, Foggy, you don't have to play a clip after every, okay, what's number two? What second thing do you want?
I would really, really, really like, and I don't know why this is, I would really like a, now I just lost my train. I would like an iPod as well. Myself. I don't care about what kind.
Do you want an iPod Nano, iPod Wave Motion Gun, iPod Video?
Wave Motion Gun?
HD iPod.
I hear they're coming
out. Isn't that from Star Blazers?
Yeah.
Files accessed.
Yes, it is. What kind of iPod do you want? A Nano? iPod Nanobot?
I don't know.
She's just not picky. She wants one that'll play some MP3s.
What I think is neat about the iPod Nanobot is they inject it into your bloodstream, and you can listen to MP3s in your body. All you got to do is think about a song.
They can encode MP3s in your blood cells.
Like, if you think about The Reflex by Duran Duran, all of a sudden, blip, 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 dun, dun, dun. You know, it's a
bad thing about that is when you get cut, you bleed out, you might lose a couple of songs.
Yeah, it's like, oh, my nan... I just lost Journey's greatest hits. All right, so what else you got?
Not a lot.
Shut up, Foggy. What's number three on the list?
I would really like to get my copy of Snake Eater back from my brother, too.
Leave us exit stage left.
What the hell was that? You know what?
No,
I will wrap that up for you and enjoy Christmas. So you're getting your game back.
No, I like some classical music. CDs.
Watch out for snakes!
I'm a music fan.
You're a music fan.
Classical music fan.
Like, say, Michael McDonald, something like that.
Nice classics.
Yeah,
Kansas Sticks.
Sticks, yep. All right. What else you got?
I would also like some sheet music for piano.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Now, is it okay if I just get a piece of paper and draw some musical symbols on it? Does that count as sheet music?
Sure. Yeah, sure, why not? And
chlorophyll?
Gift certificate?
More like borophyll.
Oh, Foggy, that's mean.
I want a gift certificate to GameStop so I can pick whatever the heck I want.
Now, Vanessa, is it possible you play too many video games?
That's not possible. It's impossible to play too many video games.
All right. I just wanted to know, you know.
I'm actually replaying Resident Evil 4 because I was...
Wow.
That doesn't make sense.
I'll never get sick of it. It's a great game. Really
I can tell. It must be. And you know what? I want to borrow that next, and I'm going to keep it for a year and give it to you for Christmas next year. So
yeah, there you go.
So I'd really appreciate that. So what do you think about that? All right, is that five?
Can we switch off?
Yes.
That's five, yes.
All right. Now, I want to know what you were thankful for this year, Vanessa. I'd very much like to know.
I'm thankful that I'm single. I'm thankful.
Oh, my Lanta.
What do you mean you're thankful you're single? Does that mean you weren't single at the beginning of the year and now you're thankful you are now?
I'm still thankful that I am. I just, whenever I think about the last relationship I was in, I have to be thankful every day I'm out of it.
Oh.
He vanished into skinny air.
What the hell was that? Okay, keep going.
And I'm thankful that, well, of course, that my family is all doing well.
No, whatever you do, don't cry. You're not supposed to.
I'm not supposed to be crying. Jesus.
Sorry, Foggy and I set that up at the beginning of the show. Anybody that's just crying, you play that drop, all right? So,
and I also forgot that for Christmas, I really, really want some gargoyles to put in my lawn.
You know what? It's too late. You already said what you wanted.
Damn. And a big star. Like, you know.
Gargoyles!
Finally, jeez. It's like he's like using the bathroom and running out of the... It's like, finally, gargoyles, oh my God. Could they set this drop up anymore?
That's why I was trying to keep talking, hoping it would come back out.
Do you have a New Year's resolution?
Don't! Question. I guess to go out more, because I'm stuck at home so much. I would really like to actually go out more and interact with people.
No, when you say go out more, is you mean like...
you blockhead!
Like go to a nice little coffee house, hang out with some bohemian artists, or do you mean like a bar, get drunk, honky-tonking, ride on mechanical bull, or... I mean, what kind of...
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to, like, join,
guy
like,
named
a...
Bud.
Like a book club or something? Bud and Sissy?
I just used to go... Because I like to shoot darts, so even if I can go out...
You like to shoot
adults,
darts?
I'm not around adults.
Do you mean, like, you yeah. like to hunt with a blowgun? Or is that what you're...
Yes, with poisonous darts.
So you like to shoot darts. You mean, you like to play games of darts is what you...
Yes.
You're saying. Okay.
Do you like that?
Now, are you pretty good at it? Do you like go, hey, bud, you're pretty good at them darts, but I'll bet you a beer I can beat you. And then all of a sudden you start a conversation. Next thing you know, stuff happens. Am I right?
I wish, but no. No.
That's what she wants to happen.
It's Foggy. Knock that off. God, it's my sister. Bastard.
No! Wrong!
I'm always the girl that when I'm with friends that I have to hold their purses while they go off and dance with guys, and I have to sit there and stare and go.
Well, you know, that really sucks.
Guys, don't talk
Sounds
to me.
Like somebody's got a case of the Mundus.
All right, enough about you. Now it's to me, guys. The five things that I want for Christmas. Number one of the five things I want for Christmas is I want an HD TV, preferably 50 inches or larger. Because, you know...
Okay.
Because I'm into the inches. What the hell is that? That jack came out
there's
all
a,
wrong.
There's a drop.
So is every woman.
Shut up! All right, number two, I would like an Xbox 360 because I heard they're pretty good.
Why?
I heard they got awesome graphics and stuff, and I want to play video games more often. You know, I have a daughter, and I haven't been able to play video games in a long time, and I figure the best way to get back into video games is
get
to buy a whole
them.
New system.
And boom goes the dynamite.
All right. Number three is to go to the Moonlight Bunny Ranch, Steven. On HBO, they have this brothel that's legal in Nevada and have a great time. Plus, I get to be on the HBO TV show.
Okay, give me that notepad because I need to take notes for your Christmas gift.
Yeah. Just give me a gift certificate. Yeah. So, Moonlight Bunny Ranch.
The Bunny Ranch, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like that?
Do they... The,
of course,
do they make gift certificates out there?
They might. And just if my wife's listening, I'm kidding. That was a joke.
Oh, if she's not, you're not.
God, I'm dead.
She's dead, Jim.
All right. No, number three is I would love to get
love?
More people listening to the show because there's nothing, you know, I won't just say listening, more people commenting on the show, sending emails, Steven. The greatest thing ever is to check email and see that someone's written the show or sent
or
in a voicemail.
In.
Yeah, like Angry Brown Coat or something.
Or it's, KFC it, Chicken Legs.
Yeah, it makes my day, you know. I love it. Please do more of that. Anyone who listens to the show could make my Christmas better if you just call it. Man, am I sounding pathetic? Like, please make my Christmas better.
Hey, man, come here, you chicken legs, you KFC chicken legs.
Yeah, if you want to call in about the, or you want to call in and talk about Joss Whedon's new show.
Josh Whedon.
Yeah, Josh Whedon. If you want to call in and talk about that, you can. All right, was that number three or four? I don't even remember.
That's four.
That's four.
One more.
Oh, one more? I would like for George Lucas to let me write and direct a new Star Wars trilogy, and I'll make up for the last one. So just let me write the script, let me direct it, and, you know, I will...
Throw the first three away.
I will fix it. I will fix the Star Wars franchise, and you'll make lots of money. Hell, you don't even have
Jason,
to pay me. Yes.
I don't think you're going to be getting anything on your list this year. A big screen TV.
I got nothing. All right, no. Okay, scratch that off the list. Here's what I want. I want The 40-Year-Old Virgin on DVD. Hey, can you guys do that for me, all right? Everyone get me The 40-Year-Old Virgin on DVD.
You might be like me and give him the same gift four times in a row.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else I'd like.
Pretty much just more Foggy in general.
No, I don't want more Foggy for Christmas.
That.
All right, that's good enough.
Get him 28 days later.
Yeah. Just so anyone knows, there was one year where Steven bought me for my birthday 28 days later, and then on Christmas, I unwrapped his 28 days later.
I really wanted him to watch it.
And I looked at him like I thought he was doing a joke. He's like, what? I was like, dude, you got me this for my birthday. And then later on, I go
then
to my
you get
sister.
One from your sister.
Yeah, Laura, my sister Laura, she's like, you know, Merry Christmas. I open it, like, it's 28 freaking days later. Good Lord, is this movie that good? I have to own three of them?
My God.
You got loaner copies so that you don't have to give up your copy.
Yeah. Hey, you guys want to borrow these? Got one more right here. So, okay, here is what I am thankful for this year, and that is the podcast. Nowhere in Mulberry, the show. It is, it's a lot of fun doing the show, and I get excited every weekend when it comes time. I love preparing all week for the show, finding clips, watching the show, realizing I want to talk about this. And I love getting together with you guys every week to do it. I love you guys.
No crying.
Oh, yeah, I'm not supposed to be crying, am I?
You're not supposed to be crying.
I'm not supposed to be crying. Jesus.
That is some well-timed comedy, baby. All right. And my New Year's resolution is this, to lose some goddamn weight. Good God, man. So,
excuse me.
Don't play Jar Jar Drops anymore, Foggy. Jesus. No, so, anyway, that's what I'd like to, for New Year's. This time next year, I'm going to be a svelte bronze Adonis, all right?
Nice
so
visual.
That's what we all want for Christmas this year, everybody. So, hope you can oblige us. Are you guys ready to do some entertainment? Let's do it.
I surely am.
All right, guys, this week, the big blockbuster movie King Kong came out. Does anyone know if it's getting pretty good reviews?
Yes, actually, I think it was getting reviews.
Yeah, it's getting great reviews.
Yeah. I mean, just like, the only knock I've heard against it is like, oh, it's a little on the long side. Mm-hmm. Most people are saying it's almost like, kind of like Return of the King, where it's like, okay, it's not ending, it's never going to end. But they do agree that it's an achievement in not only filmmaking, but in CGI and stuff. It's like, it's
much,
not...
Much, you know, better CGI.
How yeah. many times do you go in a movie and you see the CGI and it's just like, oh, another CGI scene, woo! But this is like, oh man, this is what CGI can do? Holy crap, this is awesome.
It's like the like you said, the Return of the King, the CGI in that was great.
Yeah, the Weta digital group. Those guys are showing up ILM,
hats
I think.
Hats off to that crazy, wacky filmmaker who...
Yeah,
started with the gore films and
yeah, it's like they're like, hey ILM, you got your little Star Wars thing over there with your little Kit Fisto getting bitch slapped in episode 3. It's like, what? What are you talking
about? Check out my Wada.
Yeah, check out this Wada. It's King Kong or whatever. So, no,
that's
I
like tough King Kong.
On Rotten Tomatoes, it's doing really well, and I know my dad saw it, and my dad, you know, he'll go to a movie and he'll say, yeah, it was good or bad, but he sent me, like, this 12-page email, like, why it was the greatest movie ever made, so I think I'll check it out. Hey, Foggy, you got a clip of King Kong? Let's check it out. Hopefully it's a talkie scene, not one filled with, like...
I want the cast and crew on the ship
within
the
hour.
No, Carl, you can't do this.
Tell them the studio pressured us into an early departure.
It's not ethical.
What are they going to do, sue me? Huh? They can get in line.
With Jack Black?
Wait, you realize that none of the camera equipment
is this
on
all...
board.
Maybe we should... Should we have some King Kong in the scene?
No visas?
That's why I have you, Preston.
We have no insurance. We have no foreign currency. In fact, we have no
currency. Let's play a scene with King Kong or something.
You got a King Kong scene?
Get in there.
No dialogue, just sound effects or something.
Get out of there! Come here! Step on it!
This sounds like some kind of light comedy or something.
Don't worry, Preston. I've had a lot of practice at this.
All right. Where's something with sounds? Oh, here we go. This is Steven on your date last week. You brought a tape recorder with you?
Yeah,
you
she screamed when she saw me.
Yeah, I haven't seen that girl you took out ever since then.
I haven't either.
Put it back on!
I took my shirt off.
You just wanted to show her a good time. Was she an ice maiden? One of those, you know, just
frigid.
You bought her dinner.
Hey,
And then, know, most people play like Al Jarreau.
You took her to Lookout Point and
go watch the submarine races at the lake.
Yeah, exactly. Is this the longest clip known to man, Foggy?
Hey, no kidding.
I think Foggy's got the whole movie. Whoa, what the hell?
Not a lick of dialogue. How do you write this scene?
What's funny about this scene is it took 5,000 New Zealanders from Weta to do, and it took them 10 years to make it. So, pretty impressive.
Yeah, I hear he's hired all of New Zealand to work for him.
Yeah, the whole, all of New Zealand works for Peter Jackson. Pretty awesome. So if you move there, he like, you're hired.
Peter Jackson.
Yeah. He owns the island.
All right. How much longer is this freaking clip?
This is ridiculous, Foggy. How long is this?
Well, boom goes to dynamite. Yeah,
I think we know what Naomi Watts does in the movie. She screams a lot.
Academy Award.
Now, based on that clip, I think I'm going to check this out because, you know what? Sounds pretty cool.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Sounds like a lot of stuff in 5.1 on DVD would be awesome. Oh, man, they gotta have that in DTS when it comes out on DVD. Don't
Peter,
you?
You listening?
Are you guys like me? A movie can totally suck, but as long as
DTS.
The sound is as long as the sound is good, I'll watch a crappy movie. I'll watch Fantastic Four. It's like, man, this movie sucks, and it sounds not bad, you know?
Maybe.
Now, guys, you know, King Kong, we'll check that out. Another movie coming out soon is a new Jim Carrey movie. I didn't know if you guys knew about this, but it's called Fun with Dick and Jane, with Taya Leone also. Have you guys heard anything about this? You guys big Jim Carrey
I've
fans?
I've seen commercials.
I know what's about, so go ahead and play this.
Here's the trailer. Check it out.
In a small corner of suburban America,
it's got a deep voice
where
guy.
Everyone is just trying to fit in.
Morning, Joe. Is that a new car?
Check this out. Mercedes on.
Yeah? Well, watch this.
Beamer, sit. Play dead. I'd make it roll over, but it's hard on the paint job.
One family.
I'll just remind them to be a little less vocal.
Ow,
is living
ow,
the American
ow.
Dream.
Hey, Dick, the place looks amazing. What's your secret?
You know, I wish I could tell you. It's very sensitive, very dangerous.
Want to grab a cup of coffee? Right?
Ice mocha sounds nice. A little differently.
Two ice mochas, let's go.
Jeez, are you okay, hon?
I'm okay.
All right, nobody try to follow us, because we're desperate criminals. We're crazy people.
Thanks a lot.
Fun with Dick and Jay.
Give me your money.
Oh, Garth.
Dick?
You, remember Jane?
Hi, Garth.
What's the matter with you?
I got ya. I got ya.
So basically, it's a guy, a couple who steals to stay in their, you know.
Yeah, the man loses his.
Yeah, to keep their lifestyle.
His high end job.
Right. It looks pretty funny, and you know, Jim Carrey is one of those guys that, you know, he makes good movies. Sometimes, you know, there'll be a movie like The Grinch that I still haven't seen. I never do want to see. Directed by Ron Howard. We have to give Ron Howard a shout out on every episode. So I just wanted to.
Hey, Ron.
Now at one time, Jim Carrey was much like Mike Myers, where, hey, let's come up with a new annoying catchphrase for every movie I do. Like, there was Smokin'.
Mm-hmm.
There was All Righty Then. You know, you also have, you know, Mike Myers was in the running with that with, you know.
Groovy Baby.
Yeah, and like, what else did he have? Don't Make You Horny. Yeah, baby. Yeah, stuff like that. So it different times in their career, I've thought of them as the Antichrist. So it's good to see he's getting away from the whole catchphrase in a movie thing, because I can't take any more. And, you know, the worst thing is you go to work and stuff,
and you
know it's stupid. You don't say it, but there's always some guys like, you know, it's smoking. And you're just like, you know, you have 2 seconds.
I think we know that guy.
Yeah, you have 2 seconds to get away from me before I open fire on you. That's all I'm saying. That's right. I killed a lot of people back in the
90s. I think I would have done a little more shooting than that.
Yeah. Now, guys, let's talk about what's on your TiVo. What do you say?
Sounds good.
Nice. Foggy's got that TiVo down. All right, before we get into our favorite TV shows, I want to talk about, you know, sometimes in the morning before my daughter wakes up, I lay down on the couch, something is on TV, Steven, and I realize the remote's too far away, and I can't get to the I can't change the channel. And this morning, I was actually...
You can't get up and get it?
No, I'm laying down already.
I'm going to get you one of those things on your belt with a little zip tie to it that pulls it to
what
you.
What I need, if I was a Jedi and I had the Force, I wouldn't, you know, fight, you know, the evils. I would just use it to get the remote from across the room. Jesus, can't just lay it on my hand so I can change it.
Tie a string to it and sew it to the couch.
Or I want to train the cat, like get her the cat a magnetic vest where it goes and sticks to it or something. But anyway, on to what I'm talking about, and that is that I was glad this morning that I was watching the Today Show. And you guys remember a while back before War of the Worlds came out, Tom Cruise was on Today's Show with Matt Lauer, and he was talking about Brooke Shields
and how
Brooke Shields had this book about postpartum depression, and he was like, hey, come on, it's all BS, you know.
It's all in your head.
She's using these drugs, these psychotropic drugs or whatever, and he's like, Matt, you're so glib. And just, like, totally giving him a hard time. He's like, Ritalin is a street drug, you know, what the hell's wrong with you, Matt? You know, he's really browbeating him about his knowledge of drugs and all that. Do you remember that, Vanessa? So anyway, Matt Lauer, the other day, he's on there with these comedians, and they start razzing him about it, and he kind of gets some jabs in at Tom Cruise, and I want you guys to hear this. I thought it was pretty funny, because he's kind of sitting there like, should I really say this? Oh, I'm going to go ahead. Here it is.
Did you do the research on Tom Cruise, Matt?
I just wonder, Matt, if he would have just went ballistic, could you take Tom?
He's got that crazed sort of like berserker rage. I don't know. I'm sorry, I take Tom and five.
They have a baby. They're going to have a baby. I just hope she doesn't experience postpartum depression.
Then we got a problem. Oh,
She'll be doing a lot of exercise and vitamins. No question about it.
Now, okay, a couple of finales happened this week, and one of them was Survivor. And before we talk about that, let's play a clip of who won Survivor.
One vote, Steph. That's three votes, Danny. One vote, Steph. It takes four votes to win.
Jeff Probst is such a douche.
The winner of Survivor Guatemala.
Danny won. Woo! Boom shalaka! Now, of course, I didn't watch a single episode of Survivor, so I have no idea who Danny is. Vanessa, why don't you tell us a little bit about the final two contestants?
Okay, well, Stephanie was on last season, and she was the one that was supposed to come back, her and Bobby John, to help each of the teams with their experience because they're veterans. She was kind of supposed to be like the sweetheart from last season.
Right.
And this season, she stabbed a lot of people in the back. Well, Danny was from the other tribe, and when they merged, it was the numbers game where they had more from the old tribe as opposed to the new.
Right.
So she was ready to get thrown out any time because she was on the lower end of the number game. But she actually crept her way through and made it. So I would prefer her to win over Stephanie. Anyway.
So you're glad that Danny won?
If it had to be between those two, yeah.
So there were other contestants that got kicked off that you wish would have won instead of...
Yeah.
Who
Rafe would have won over them.
Is Rafe who you wanted to win from the beginning?
No, I kind of liked Bobby John.
Bobby
and,
John.
Nice
name, Bobby John. Well, so do you think it was a successful season of Survivor? Will you ever watch it again?
Oh, yeah, I'll watch it every season. It's kind of one of those things where I feel like I better because I've been watching it since the first season.
Was this season as good as last season or worse? Or what do you think? Assessing the entire season.
I wouldn't say better or worse, honestly.
Okay, fair enough. So basically, that's you got nothing, right?
Pretty much,
whole
yeah.
Bag of nothing.
That bag of nothing I'm handing it to Vanessa. Now, Vanessa, another finale that happened was The Apprentice with the Donald, Steven.
Dun, dun, dun.
I feel like it's like the Donald and then I punch you in the face. You know, that's the way you got to say it. The Donald. But let's play a clip on who won The Apprentice.
Likewise, Rebecca, you have great education. You're very smart. You really handle pressure well. I'm amazed at how well you handle pressure. In all fairness, Randall, she broke an ankle. Most people, male or female, would have just said, I'm going home to mom. Is that right? Most people.
Mama.
She didn't even think about it. You never even thought about it, did you?
Not once.
She thought about it. Come on.
I love the way you handled pressure throughout the entire 15 weeks. Nobody better. I really am a little bit dubious as to your loyalty. In one case, I have great respect for the way you stuck up for Toro. In another case, I don't know why you were sticking up for her so much. But you know what? Ultimately, your loyalty was really wonderful. Randall, you're an amazing leader. Amazing. Rarely on this.
I was rooting for Rebecca.
A leader as good as you, and you lead through niceness. I mean, you really lead through example, and I think you'd be the first to admit that, Rebecca. I mean, people follow Randall. Whenever there's a choice, we want Randall. I mean, it's just happened 4 or 5 times. I've never seen anything quite like it. Rebecca, you're outstanding. Randall, you're hired.
Holy ass! Were you like dancing and singing this song, Vanessa, when he won?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Now, were you happy about old Randall winning, Vanessa?
Yes, until you know what part I'm talking about. Until a certain part.
Here's what happened.
Hire Rebecca also.
Should I hire Rebecca also, is what he asked.
Sure. Mr. Trump, I firmly believe that this is The Apprentice, that there is one and only one apprentice, and if we're going to hire someone tonight, it should be one.
Okay.
It's not The Apprentice.
Okay.
It's The Apprentice.
All right. I'm going to leave it at that, then.
Apprentice?
I think I could have been convinced.
Isn't it apprentices?
You feel that's the way it should be.
I think that's the way it should be.
Like I'm going to leave it that way. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Presticles. Now, Vanessa, did that piss you off when he did that?
Yeah, I did. I think that was wrong of him to do that. She could have had an opportunity to get $250,000 a year.
Well, do you think that it would have ruined the competition aspect? Like, next season people are like, hey, maybe both of us can win it. Trump did it last season. Do you think that...
Yeah, then you're almost guaranteeing making teams of two.
Yeah, it's like, hey, we can group up. We can both be awesome. Now... in defense of the guy, I think it was kind of crappy too, but also Donald Trump put him in a total spot right there. He's like going, woohoo! People are cheering him on. He's like, wait, come back here, Randall. What if I hire Rebecca too? And he's like, huh? You know, it's like in a bunch of people. You have to give him credit for not saying, well, yeah, go ahead, you know, because he's so happy, but he's like, nuh-uh. There ain't no apprentice. And is that the correct term, apprentice? The
apprentices, I thought.
Is it Jeds, not Jedi?
The apprentices, yeah.
It's one Jed.
Yeah, it's like last week we were talking about the poor of moose is mooses. It's not meeses, right?
Or is it just moose?
It's like, look at those two moose.
Yeah.
It's not, look at those two meeses.
Right.
And so it'd be like...
It's
So if you had the apprentice this year, Randall, and another apprentice from last year sitting next to you, would you say, look at those apprentice? You wouldn't. You'd say, hey, the apprentices.
Right.
So that guy shouldn't have won because he's an idiot. All right, moving on. Now, I'll say this, that I found the show to be a lot of fun. I'd never really watched it before, and The Apprentice is a fun show, even if Bill hates it.
It's everything, though.
Now, guys, I know you guys didn't watch Alias, but I got to cover my favorite show, Alias, every week. And this week, I have a clip to kind of basically tell you what happened, then I'll go into it, all right? So bear with me.
Prophet 5 is targeting some of Vaughn's CIA files. I need to know, did he make a record of your investigation?
No, it was all in our heads.
Well, then was there anything that Vaughn was working on, or any leads or contacts that might be of value to Prophet 5 now?
What's in the file?
Presumably everything he worked on. SD6, the Covenant, the Alliance.
Then no, it's impossible.
We should all have files like that.
Prophet 5 wasn't just a side mission.
I have a file.
Where did you park?
Uh-oh.
I walked. Why?
Let's move.
There's a police center on the corner. You'll be safe. Just take it easy. It might be nothing. Go.
Go, get out of there. So, basically what happens is they kidnap Sydney, Steven.
No. Shot her in the back of the head. nice music going. Love the music on Aliens.
Can't wait for the Alien next year.
Here we go.
Where are they taking her? Where are they taking her?
Access denied.
You have to ask me nicely.
So basically, Jack Nicholson's in the car. No, what? So basically,
he's playing
what,
the music.
Sydney is kidnapped and she's pregnant, and her French chick Renee Rianne tries to save her there. But what happens is she's being slowly tortured over time to delve deep into her mind to find some kind of information. What are they looking for? There's some mysterious person behind glass stalking her with the, like, give her more of the serum, you know, something like that, like delve deeper, Dr. Archiville, or something like that. So I just made up that doctor name. It's from another show I don't want to talk about. All right. Well, let me tell you this much, okay? Vaughn is back, Michael Vaughn, because they're torturing her, and she's imagining Vaughn in her life again, even though he's dead. And what's kind of neat about this is that he realizes he's an apparition in the dream. You know, he's like, you know, you got to forget about me. They're using me and my memory to get whatever information they need, right? And there was a really cool part that, of course, her dad is like this badass spy, and he gets pissed off. So the Jack Nicholson guy that was in the car, that Renee Rianne, she's questioning him, and he's like, you'll never get a word out of me. She hasn't been able to. And he goes, well, why don't I try? And he pulls out a knife, he goes, sing, and he cuts his ear off right there. And I was like, awesome! It was pretty cool. What it turns
out, much to entertain you.
What you learn at the near the end of the show, who the person is on the other side of the glass, is her mother, Irina Derevko, played by Lena Olin. So she's back. Why is she doing this to her daughter? Her daughter's pregnant.
She's trying to find out if her husband is still alive.
Well, no, here's what it turns out. She wants to know this something about SD6, the company that Sydney used to work for, all the places where they were at, all their bases or whatever. Man, I should pay better attention to the show. So, so anyway, at the end of the show, Sydney kind of escapes and she gets out, and you realize she's on a boat or something. The doors, you can tell she's on a boat. She's all disoriented. You know, she's going to have her baby in like a week or something. And, or I think they said 4 weeks till her due date. She gets out and she's all like on this oil tanker in the middle of the ocean. Like, I mean, there's no land anywhere and she's just trapped there. It's really crazy. And then they do the thing that drives me crazy, is they go, in February, Alias return. What? February? What the
hell? I hate
that. And okay, get this. Not only do they say that, they do this. And someone will die.
It's
like,
no.
It's like, why are you doing this to me? I thought you were my friend, Alias. Oh, bastard. So, anyway, in February, we'll talk about Alias again. So...
Why do they do that?
They're just a-holes. Now, okay.
They did that with Battlestar Galactica. We had to wait, 3 months?
Yeah, now? So that's what's awesome. In January, we get 24, we get BSG, and we'll be talking about those on Nowhere Mobile.
Yes.
I can't wait to talk about
BSG.
Those shows. See, when we started the show, there was no 24, and that BSG was just ending, so we didn't get to do that. So, you know, I'm going to be glad that I'll get to do that.
When does it come on? When is the first? Is it January 6th?
January something. Well, we'll look that up. Now, guys, there's a show that came back on a couple weeks ago, and I wanted to play this clip then, but I didn't get a chance to because, you know, we're just filled up with it's all content, baby! It's a show on TNT called Wanted, starring Gary Cole. Gary mm-hmm. Office Space Cole.
Office Space.
You know, he played Lumberger. Mm-hmm. And he's got this new show where basically he has this elite team all from different legal branches. Like one chick is from the Navy, like the JAG officer. One guy is from the FBI, one guy's from the DEA, one guy's from the NSA, one guy's from CHIPS, you know, just different stuff like that.
Awesome.
And what they're doing is they've got the top 100 most dangerous criminals, and they're going down the list catching each guy each week. And this show is violent, man. It's on TNT, but it is violent. It comes on Mondays. Here's a clip. It'll tell you all you need to know.
I hunt criminals for a living.
Yeah,
some see me
Saturday,
but the ones I love pay the price.
Yeah,
I keep
love
asking.
That guy. He's a great actor.
Is it worth
and
it?
All
television's
Sunday.
Most provocative new series is back.
You're doing the right thing, sir. Am I?
I don't agree with those.
All new episodes Mondays at 10, 9 Central.
That sounds good.
I didn't even hear the name. I didn't hear the name of the show.
Wanted.
It's called Wanted.
Oh, Wanted. Oh, I
and they were playing the Bon Jovi song. You don't want it, dead or
yes.
They don't need to do that. I don't know why they're doing it. It makes me not want to watch it. I like the show. It makes me not want to watch it. But program your TiVo this Monday, even though a couple episodes already aired. Who cares? It's individual storylines each week. There's a little tiny subplot through each episode
about
him and his marriage, his kid. But you don't need to know any of that.
It's kind of like The Shield. The Shield does the same thing. There's little subplots, which is a good show, too.
This is not as good as The Shield like that. This is more kind of very popcorn, like entertaining violence. They say the S word every week. There's great camaraderie with all the partners. You know, they all, you know, pick on each other stuff. It's a really good show. Check it out. Mondays.
Yeah, when is I hate to bring this up, but The Shield.
I'm not sure. And you know what? I've never watched the show, but I've always heard it's good.
It's excellent. Great show.
It's got The Thing in it from Fantastic Four, so how could it not be good? It's got the Chiclets.
The Chiclets.
I love those little pieces of gum. They're delicious. Except they lose the flavor so fast. I don't like
that. You gotta eat like a whole bag of them.
Yeah, so anyway, buy Chiclets. Buy some Michael Chiklis gum. Now, before we move on to movie drops, I want to talk about the other day I was watching Jay Leno. And I don't usually watch it, but I was laying on the couch and the remote was across the room again.
Oh, not
damn
that.
It.
And Carmen Electra was on the show. And, you know, she.
I'm going to get you a 50 remote.
She's not hot anymore, Steven. Carmen Electra is not hot anymore. I'm sorry. You know, she may look all. No. She doesn't do any. First of all, she's married to that freak.
Yeah. That ruined it right there.
Yeah. What's his name? Dave
Navarro.
Navarro, okay. And
Navajo?
He pretty much... I even disliked him more after, like, one episode of...
Rockstar.
Rockstar.
I was like, why the hell did they get him to do this show?
It's like, dude, you pierce your nipples. Anything you say has no validity with me,
all
right?
So you're all tatted up. Eyeliner. You're all tough. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
You're a tough guy wearing eyeliner.
Dude,
and
you're like 4'5", you know, you got leopard skin pants on. Just shut up, all right? So anyway...
So you haven't been able to stay with a band.
Yeah. He's like, I go to different bands because no one can stand me. And plus, you know, I wear eyeliner. And then this, ooh, I'm comfortable with my sexuality, you know?
Understand. No, we're not homosexual, but we are willing to learn.
That's right. Now, anyway, back to what I was talking about.
Carmen Electra.
Yeah, Carmen Electra.
The guy was gay.
And she's talking about the stupid movie she did on Jay Leno. Anyway, I'll just let you... Let's just play the freaking clip.
And so, finally, toward the end of the movie, I stand up to my husband and just show that she's more than just a trophy wife.
Okay, all right. So that's the big dramatic scene.
Yes.
Now, there are 20 kids in this movie. Is that strange, working with 20 kids on the set? Is it hectic? Is it...
Well, it actually made me want to run home and rip my uterus out.
Good Lord, man!
But no, I love kids.
I love kids.
I really do.
Now, I picture like my grandma watching that. Like, what did she say?
She wants to do what with your uterus?
Yeah. It's like get Dave Navarro to do it. He's a pretty cool guy. But anyway, what the hell is that, Jay Leno? Why are people watching that show? I wouldn't have watched it, but the remote was across the room. You know.
Can't wait till Conan takes that over.
Yeah, no kidding. Let's play the Movie Drops game. The game where I play sound clips and you try to guess what the movie is. You guys ready to play?
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
You know it.
All right, guys. This week, we're finally back to Movie Drops. And this is not just any Movie Drops. This is Holiday Movie Drops. Tis the season. To be jolly. Now, when I say holiday movie drops, the movie doesn't necessarily have to be a Christmas movie. It could just have Christmas in the movie. Like, it's part of the backdrop of the movie. Like, say, Lethal Weapon, that
Correct.
Whole movie was during Christmas time,
Correct.
Like that. So, it's
right.
It's not real easy. So, who wants to go first, Vanessa or Steven?
Go ahead, Vanessa. I'll let you go.
Oh, thank you. What a gentleman.
Okay, remember, I play all three clips, and then you guess. If you can't guess, I give a final clue where you either... Both of you could guess. All right, here we go with clue number one.
Where do you think you're going to put a tree that big? Bend over and I'll show you.
All right, that's clue number one. Clue number two.
'Tis the season to be merry.
Well, that's my name.
Oh, shit.
All right, and here's clue number three.
Hallelujah! Holy shit! Where's the Tylenol?
All right, Vanessa, what's the movie?
I have no idea.
All right, now... I will now play the final clue, and this is sudden death overtime, guys. Either
sudden death, where there's hockey?
As soon as the clip is over, either Steven or Vanessa, you can guess. Here you go. Clue, the final clue.
Merry Christmas! Dinner was full!
All right, what is it?
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yes, you got it! Woohoo!
Correctamundo!
That is right. Steven got it. All right, Vanessa? Sorry, you didn't get it. But, okay, here is movie number two. This time it's Steven's turn. Okay, here we go. Here is clue number one.
Don't try anything funny or the whore loses a kidney.
All right. That's clue number one. Here is clue number two.
Those men wanted to have sex with me.
All right, and clue number three.
It ain't cool being no jive turkey so close to Thanksgiving.
All right, Steven, what is the movie?
It is Trading Places.
That is right! Yay! Just for the hell of it, let's play clue number four.
Oh, see, I made Lewis a bet here. Did Lewis bet me that we couldn't both get rich and put you on the poorhouse at the same time? He didn't think we could do it. I won.
All right. Now, movie drop number three, you both get a chance at it. All right. Here All is right. clue number one.
Oh, my gosh. Does that suck?
All right. And here's clue number two. Steven, don't look.
I'm not looking.
It's Christmas Eve. It's a one night of the year when we all act a little nicer. We smile a little easier. We share a little more. For a couple of hours out of the whole year, we are the people that we always hoped we would be.
All right. And clue number three.
Oh, well, that's a wonderful attitude to have on Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas.
All right. Vanessa or Steven, tell me.
It is Scrooged.
Oh, Steven has swept movie drops. This is unbelievable. I've never seen anything like this.
Correctamundo.
Now, Vanessa, unfortunately, you're out of practice. We didn't have it for a couple of weeks. And
I know.
Now, Vanessa, you get a bonus movie drop. Now, if you get this,
Yay.
Here you go. Let's see if you can guess it. If you can't, Steven will get it. Just one. Okay. What is this movie?
Water's wet, the sky's blue. And old Satan Claus, Jimmy, he's out there. And he's just getting stronger.
So what do we do about that?
Be prepared, son. That's my motto. Be prepared.
All right, Vanessa, what is it?
Last Boy Scout?
Yes! Woo-hoo-hoo!
Correctamundo!
Basically, that means you don't totally suck. Just a little bit.
Woo-hoo! I don't totally suck.
Yay! You guys want to do the
news?
I
can hold my head high.
Guys, let's do the news. Vanessa, you got some news for us?
I surely do. All right. A Christian mission that was founded by a former stripper is helping lap dancers and porn addicts, actors and actresses, to find God.
Aww.
Members of JC's Girls are touring strip clubs in California, where they pay for private dances and use their time alone with the performers to convert them.
Wow.
So far, the six-month-old enterprise has encouraged several strippers to start going to church. Porn stars and men addicted to pornography are also contacting the group via its website and crediting the women with helping them to discover Christianity and to change.
This sucks.
We gotta send this to Bill.
Yeah. You know, I'm almost thinking this would be worth it. You know, you get a stripper telling you about God. Is that basically what I'm getting from this?
Yeah,
no, the guy getting the lap dance is telling the stripper about God.
Yeah, yeah. It's these women.
This sounds like a total scam. Yeah, honey, I'm doing it for the Lord. I'm converting strippers. They take off their top, but come on, it's their job, honey. God.
And of course I'm using my own money to do this.
Heather Veitch, I don't know how you say her name. She was a former stripper nude dancer.
If only Bill was here, he would know.
Oh, of course. She became a Christian about 5 years ago and works as a hairdresser. She was approached by a pastor, Matt Brown, of Sandals Church, Riverside, and discussed setting up groups to visit strip clubs.
Hey, I'm a historian of ass.
This is a scam. This isn't real. These guys are going to see strippers in the name of God. That's a pretty good scam. That's all I'm saying.
Why didn't we think of this?
I don't know.
You're despicable.
All right, next, in New Delhi, this woman...
My favorite place to get sandwiches.
New Delhi.
I'm going to try to say her name. A 50-year-old Nalini Jamila looks like any other Indian housewife, but this uneducated mother of two is a best-selling author and prostitute whose outspoken views of sex work as a career choice have stirred controversy in conservative India.
That's a great thing.
Her book, The Autobiography of a Sex Worker, dictated to a social activist...
Dictated?
...because she can't write... Yep, the dictators, has angered both feminists who say it glorifies sex work and conservatives who think prostitutes should keep their yap shut.
That was the biggest load of crap I've ever heard.
I have written this book for other sex workers. I wanted to talk about it to remove the stigma. People think that we are bad because we have sex for money. Nobody understands our grief. Jamila was forced into prostitution 25 years ago when her first husband...
Struggling.
Died, ...leaving her with child to support. Sex work paid for more than she was earning as a factory worker, and she charges her clients between 500 to 1,000 rupees, which is basically $11 to $22 per visit.
Oh, I was about to go, damn, that's expensive.
Ain't it awful?
But that's not very much. Hey.
Her first customer was a policeman. When she came
that
out
make sense.
The next morning, she was beaten up by the police on orders of another policeman she had actually turned down for sex.
Wow.
So, aren't rupees the money used in Zelda?
I think so. A little off topic, like but...
Just
you look like assholes right now, man.
Superman package.
Next story.
Speaking of dictators, Superman is giving movie bosses a headache because of the size of his gigantic package. Brandon Routh, I don't know if it's Routh or Ruth's, profile on the superhero's skin-tight costume could be distracting. Hollywood executives have ordered the makers of Superman Returns to cover up his wang with digital effects. The Sun
is this a rumor his people spread? Or did he go, hey, I got a big Johnson, what are you going to do?
Or did Bryan Singer put did he stuff him? You know?
Yeah, Vanessa, I don't know if you knew this, but Bill alerted us to the fact that Bryan Singer is gay.
The guy was gay. Gay.
Did he put a little
like a
package stuffing in there?
So are you saying that his package is so big the studios are nervous because Superman's going to have a large Johnson?
He's going to literally be a Superman. Yes.
Wow.
I was bedraggled.
By Superman?
It shows that Brandon is extremely well endowed. In other words, he's got a big old schlong.
Good
and
lord.
And they don't want it to... on the big screen.
On the big screen, it's even bigger.
Yeah.
Wow. They,
we may be forced to erase
files
the package
accessed.
With digital effects.
Oh, I'd like to be the guy at Way to Digital. This is your job. You can shrink that Johnson down now. This is what you learned computers for, to shrink penises on Superman.
Like, honey, I shrunk the package.
No.
Oh, man, Vanessa, that was horrible.
That's wheeled off.
I don't think you heard it.
Oh, I heard it.
Yes, yes, and yes.
Well, the wardrobe artist had to fit Vanessa. Him with a special codpiece, which covers the wang, for the new film out next year. Roll bounce.
Okay. Well, I'll be sure to be... Now I'm going to watch the movie and be staring at it. Great! I'll be staring at Superman's penis the entire episode.
I'm going to see if you can see the digitally erased outline.
All right.
Anyone for penis?
In Boston, an anonymous gift giver left a $15,000 diamond engagement ring to the owner of an unlocked car in Western Massachusetts.
Damn.
Hinting at a broken heart. Merry Christmas. Thank you for leaving your car door unlocked. Instead of stealing your car, I gave you a present. Hopefully this will land in the hands of someone you love, for my love is gone now. Merry Christmas to you, the note read.
You blockhead.
What? That's a weird story. I'm not sure
the
I understand.
Somebody's fiance ran off, I'm guessing, or broke up with him, and he had bought an engagement ring worth $15,000 and left it in somebody's car that was unlocked.
Right.
And left a little note saying, you know, hope this brings you better luck than me.
Correcto mundo.
That really sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah, you spent 15 grand.
Not the guy found it.
Wouldn't you just go sell that and buy yourself a big screen TV?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, story. Actually, it got appraised at 15,000, so you know it cost him more than that, because they always, you know, especially on jewelry, they run the price up way high. So, yeah, this guy got it appraised. The 37-year-old man who found it in his car had a jeweler appraise it at $15,000, so he decided to keep it, which...
I want to kiss you. Smart.
Okay, well...
And lastly...
All right.
Speaking of schlongs, Ashley Simpson's big comeback tour has been temporarily derailed in Tokyo.
Well, look who it is. Hi, bitch.
Aw, she's had such a troubled career. No, okay, what happened to her? How was her thing derailed? I was waiting to see her in concert. What's going on?
I had my tickets.
After she collapsed after and was hospitalized following a performance on MTV Japan Thursday. The Catch Me When I Fall singer on the road to support her.
That's funny. She fainted and catch me when I fall.
I know. Chart topping, I am me.
Are you saying she has a horse face, Foggy? I guess.
And to
prove to the world that she really can sing, remains in an undisclosed hospital.
She can sing, but she can't stay conscious, apparently. Catch her when she falls. Apparently, the song is about, I faint often, please catch me.
Maybe she saw Brandon Ruth's package.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Fancy Pants.
He does have a large... Jack and shit. Large Schlong unit. I guess.
He is a large
snake. Watch out for snakes!
we will! Watch out for snakes this next summer with Superman! Well, I hope she gets better, you guys.
But there's no official word on the cause.
I'm very hurt.
She's not canceling her U.S. tour, right?
An unnamed source close to the family cited exhaustion. In other words, she's probably like... Stop eating.
What is with this family? It's basically she's managed by her parents, and they always have to, you know, Jessica Simpson's her sister. Her parents are working 24 hours around the clock. It's like, no, Jessica, no, she's not in therapy. Oh, no, our daughter doesn't faint often. You know, it's like, no, she doesn't lip sync.
Oh, wait. What they're talking about, and it's funny I just made that joke, because there were headlines in recent weeks for her early morning meltdown at Toronto's McDonald's, where her confession to Cosmopolitan magazine that she suffered a minor eating disorder a decade ago when she was taking ballet lessons, and Ashley's also been helping sister Jessica work through her separation from Nick, which he calls Lachey, but it's Lachey.
How is she helping her sister out when she's on tour? Calling her on the phone, hey, how's the divorce going?
Up?
I'm a very
Are
caring
you
sister.
Are you crying?
No, what is this incident that happened at a Toronto McDonald's?
She blew up at an employee because she didn't get her tater tots or something.
Well, no, it's
she has a... Okay, so she basically, she's not eating, and so she raided a McDonald's for french fries? She was so hungry?
No, she was at a McDonald's, and she rode on...
Good God!
Ow! And she told an autograph-seeking fan to kiss her foot.
Wow, instead of kiss my ass?
Yeah. I guess she doesn't like to use ass or something, but...
I don't say bad
so
words like
better.
That. I'm Ashley.
I don't say ass, you bitch! But, she's fainted, and who cares? Wow. Oh, that's it. That's all my news.
Kiss my ass! All right. Thank you, Vanessa. It was great to have
Anytime.
You back on the news this week. Now, let's do the DVD segment. All right, everybody. It's time for Mulberry Bill's DVD... Oh, wait. Crap. He's not here. Who the hell's going to read this? All right. I got a list in front of me. I'll go ahead and try to read this. All right, guys. I'm trying to do this best I can. I'm sure I won't do Mulberry Bill justice. All right? All right, and here we go. December 20th, 2005, which is Tuesday of the week of Christmas. Let's see, what is coming out this week?
Yay!
That's right, Battlestar Galactica Season 2.0, a 3-disc set, comes out on Tuesday. Now, this is Season 2.0. One will be the second part. Was that what they're going to call it? How do they do that?
Probably 2.1 or something.
Yeah.
Or 2.5.
So basically 10 episodes is the first part of BSG. Then the second part comes on this January, and then they'll release that on DVD, I guess, in the summertime or something. I guess. Okay.
Yeah, probably.
Very confusing.
Right before the next season.
Also, The Brothers Grimm, directed by Terry Gilliam, is coming out. Now, I didn't see this, but I heard it's gotten a lot of bad reviews, mainly saying that the CGI was horrible in it, that it's inexcusable for a movie in this day and age to have that bad of special effects. What sucks is it has a great cast. You know, it's got Matt Damon, it's got Heath Ledger, the Brokeback. Let's see, what else comes out? The Four Brothers. Hey, we'll go see Four Brothers. I hear it's good.
Are you calling me a liar?
Okay. Let's see what else.
Yeah.
Yes. MacGyver Season 4. I think Bill mentioned that before. Ooh, here's a good one. Martha Stewart, Martha's Baking Favorites.
There was a man.
Oh, thanks, Foggy. No, hey, Vanessa, has Martha Stewart's Apprentice ended yet?
I have no idea. I haven't watched it.
Yeah, that
nobody
show's a freaking disaster. Here's a hint of another movie that comes out this week.
Josh Whedon.
Firefly.
No, Serenity. The movie based on Firefly comes out.
I'm sorry.
Now, I got an advanced copy of Serenity, guys. I just have ties with the show. You know, Browncoats, they love me.
With Josh.
They actually sent Bill they sent Bill a copy that was in pieces, and it had a dead fish in the package, whatever that means. Maybe that's where Bill is. He's been... But anyway, Serenity comes out. And I wanted to ask you, Vanessa, have you seen Serenity?
No. Oh, forget to go to the movies.
Have you seen Firefly?
No. I want to see it from the beginning. Access denied. I've seen it showing it on Sci-Fi, but
right.
I can't really...
So, would Firefly on DVD be a good gift for Christmas? You didn't ask for that at the top of the show.
Sure.
Would Serenity on DVD?
Mine, I forgot mine, too, was a TiVo.
Ah, well, it's too late. Can't get it. You missed out. Sorry. No, but let me ask you this, Vanessa. Serenity is a great movie, and I want you to see Serenity before seeing the series, just for an experiment. I want to see if you understood it and you enjoyed it without knowing any of the characters. And
okay.
I'm sorry, but you got to be part of the experiment. So, sorry.
Take that.
I'm a lab rat.
Steven is my name.
Well, anyway, guys, that's the DVDs that of note
of
that come out.
That's over.
Some other ones come out, but, you know, I'm not good at this. I could have told you what's coming on.
You're not.
Bill will cover it next week if he's better, and, you know.
Get better, Bill.
I miss Bill.
Yes, please get better.
You complete me.
Yeah, that's right. Bill, you complete us.
You've got troubles, Mac.
Don't I know it, Bugs.
Like a deaf mute could do better.
Stupid brain.
How dare you? How dare you?
I was just stating the obvious.
All right, guys. That's episode 16 of Nowhere in Mulberry. I'd like to remind you to go to nowhereinmulberry.com. There you can join our Frapper map. I don't know if you know what this is, Vanessa or Steven, but a Frapper is you go on a map of anywhere in the world and you click on it and you can put where you live down to, and you can even leave a key on the back porch for your fans to come show up at your house. So that's really safe. Great idea, stalkers. So we also have a forum that you can join and you can do posts on stuff on how much I suck at doing DVD segments. And oh man, I'm losing my concentration.
That'll
tell us your TV shows, your
so we can look at them. Yeah, Steven, you can put some recipes on there. Steven's a gourmet cook. And I'm sorry letting the cat out of the bag. I said Steven was an alcoholic on last week's show. Steven, have you gotten help since then?
I was in the Alaskan Betty Ford Clinic, yes.
Which is good.
It's good. There's...
Run by Nanook?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Oh, man.
Yeah, we watched the
This
Mighty
is going
Wind.
To be a f***ing disaster.
Yeah, it is. It is. Okay.
That's wheels off.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Thank you, Foggy.
Struggling.
God, just shut up, Foggy Christ. All right. I'm trying to do the end of the show. Also, go to nimpodcast@gmail.com. Send us an email. Oh, and I wanted to give a shout-out right now. I got an email from Mick McArt of Captain Jolt. Go to CaptainJolt.com. He has this neat little... it's really bizarre and zany. I don't know how to... I listened to it, and it's very entertaining. It's basically done like a radio drama. You know, it's a story podcast of stuff going
kind
on.
Kind of way the first War of the Worlds was done.
Yeah, only... This is more...
I'm just saying...
It's an example.
A radio drama, yes.
Check that out. He likes the show. And
sorry.
he likes the show. He likes when we kill zombies and stuff, so, you know.
We had no zombies on this episode, but
yeah, well,
Bill
there's
was...
one right outside. Steven, open the door. Yeah, good shot, man. That was, dude, he got the guy right in the ear. It went out one side of the air and out the other side. That was awesome. Dude, wait. What? What's so funny? Oh, dude, look, there's an old lady zombie. Okay, who? Great, grab this 50 caliber. Okay. Oh, awesome! He just riddled him. Awesome!
In half.
Dude, her arm just fell off. Dude, use the 44 Magnum right here. Here, take this one. Damn, that sucker's loud. Dude, that wasn't a zombie. Oh, man.
Give me the 12 gauge.
I think he just killed a real person. Oh, the 12 gauge? You want this? 12 gauge double barrel Remington?
The 12 gauge double barrel Remington.
Nice. That's awesome.
Good shot.
Now, Vanessa, you want to take a shot?
I want to take a shot.
All right. Let's see. How about this nice little 22 pistol?
Oh.
Damn, just empty the clip.
Take that.
Load that.
Oh, here, no. Take this MAC-10.
Yeah, you like that? Huh? Like
oh, man, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, I only use this for me. I don't know if you guys have seen Black Hawk Down, but once I saw that and I saw all those skinnies, they had RPGs.
Put the missile launcher on top of the
roof. Yeah, all right, check this out. I got an RPG. Awesome.
Oh, you took out a whole group of them.
Nice. Uh-huh. That's pretty awesome.
Those were Jehovah's Witnesses.
Nice. Wait, here. Oh, wait. Let me reload it. Here comes a van full of innocent people. I think
I
that. Was that a dud? Oh,
it
man. Oh, there we go. Man, I think it hit. Oh, man. Good times.
And boom, he's done.
No, wait. Shoot that tire out on that zombie's pickup.
Since when do they drive?
This is Mulberry. Anything can happen.
Yeah. We totally lost control of the show. Steven, there's some old lady who apparently wants your help on something.
She wants help on the street.
Hello? Can I help you?
Pull her away.
Oh, Steven, that old poor old lady.
Good shot. Right between the eyes.
Good shot.
Hello.
All right, guys, this is taking a turn for the disturbing worse. I just want to say
you
that...
think?
I just want to say that, you know...
Worst episode ever.
I want to say this. Merry Christmas, everybody. Hey,
Merry Christmas.
Right?
Merry Christmas.
I hope you
happy Hanukkah.
Happy holidays.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy,
happy Halloween.
What other...
Happy Star Wars? What the hell?
Happy Jedi Day.
I think Foggy's lost his mind. You need to just... hey, you're on Christmas break. We're starting now. Now, I want to say this. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy New Year. I hope you enjoy our holiday mashup next week. I hope you don't think it's a total cop-out on our part. Hey, if we found...
It
doesn't mean we won't be here to get locked in the basement and reminisce about the old show. So we're going to do that.
Yeah, I'll be flying in Friday, so I can't do the show on Friday.
Where are you going this week?
Oh, I'm going to a great place. New York City.
All right.
That's
New
right.
New York City.
Mass Get transit strike. Can you say that?
All right.
That'll be a lot different, you know, than here at Mulberry, where we have zombies walking around everywhere.
I'll have
we have grannies with machine guns mowing people down.
I'm waiting for my photos from Alaska. So, wait, they'll be on the site shortly.
That you never update?
You know what?
No,
you,
I update it
but
when
you,
I go places.
But on the
of
last
interest.
Episode, you told all the listeners to go, so they've gone and it's not there. Oh man!
You better
I forgot
right
my
now,
camera.
Pound you.
Somebody else took pictures. I'm waiting on them to send them to me. So
you son of a bitch!
This time I'll take my camera, and there'll be no waiting for the New York photos.
Merry Christmas! Happy New Year! We'll be right back.
podcasting.
Hello.